All we need is bare awareness of the present moment. What helps is practicing slowing life down enough to register what we're experiencing. We all know this works, whether it be through solitary retreats or sitting doing nothing for 10 minutes, say. Deliberately introducing silence and stillness, preferably on a daily basis for those of us who seem to prefer to keep moving, is invaluable. We are on a revolving wheel, and we all know what spins the axis, the cock, the pig, and the snake. Chasing each other's tails, our world spins. And yet where they are is where the still point is. So I was talking to Dharma Chandra about how we can let these animals eat each other, because of course they can get transformed. Greed can provide the raw material for compassion. Hatred can provide the impulse towards wisdom. And as Dharma Chandra, I think, explained to me, delusion and ignorance can lead to equanimity. If we let them all eat each other, the wheel will disappear. So let's slow it all down by introducing more pauses. Bhante tells us that when Mozart was asked what was the most important part of his music, he didn't say the melody or the harmony or the orchestration, but simply the pauses. Music is born from silence and needs its internal silences to prevent the succession of notes being an unbearable cacophony. Our lives are the same. Without our pauses, we are a victim in a horror film, being inexorably taken towards a huge circular saw. Got carried away there. Pauses not only allow us to be more mindful, but to question reality. Why are we experiencing this? What is going on? Through this combination of observation and reflection, insight can arise. I don't know if this is true, but I was thinking meditation is a kind of pause, but I think that sitting doing nothing is even more so, because it gives the ego a break from the relentless performance of itself. It can't even say, I'm meditating. Personally, I have sometimes found making a full stop too big a contrast, so I've gone for a comma-type pause. This might mean going for a walk in the park, so that the utilitarian part of me is satisfied that we are doing something useful. And that seems to leave the rest of me free to relax and just take in the sights and sounds, picking up the random thoughts as I go. Gardening is the same. Then there are journeys. These can be deliberate bardos in our experience. Indeed, part of the pleasure for me of train and plane journeys is that I'm neither the person I was when I left home during the journey, nor the person I will be when I arrive at my destination. Of course, every moment is a bardo like this, but on a journey I can perhaps be more aware of it. These halfway houses, these comma-type pauses, as well as the full stops of actually doing nothing, are training grounds in emptiness. In these pauses, we can move towards an appreciation of the ebb and flow of life, including the ebb and flow of ourselves, as we watch the stream of sense impressions. And we can find T.S. Eliot's still point of the turning world. And according to him, what do we find there? The dance. In the stillness, there is movement, because all is flux, changing. When we're not asserting our views and personality, it's easier to see how things are. We see the flow, the conditionality. By creating pauses, allowing some moments to be consciously experienced as a gap, we start to be more in tune with reality, that is, emptiness.